This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Reduce crime by lowering gang recruitment. Looking at gang and cartel-driven crime from drug dealing to murder, one country after another, including the U.S., has tried militarizing and increasing police forces and expanding incarceration exponentially. Yet, crime and violence remain persistent and ubiquitous. Nowhere has that violence been greater than in Mexico. The Sinaloa cartel is an excellent example. Despite the jailing and long prison sentence for its most recent leader, El Chapo, and even the capture of one of his sons who'd taken his place, the beat goes on. An extensive number-crunching report published in Science by Rafael Prieto Curiel, who had worked in the Mexican government data forecasting shop, argues that there should be real support for President Manuel López Obrador's hugs, not bullets policy. He says to cut off the head of the snake, cut off the manpower supply and recruitment by dealing with the source upstream, not just the crime and violence downstream. Looking at gang death counts, incarceration numbers, disappearances, and other factors, Prieto Curiel came up with an estimate of 175,000 cartel members in Mexico. Just stop and let that figure sink in for a minute, because it's massive. These aren't random street corner delinquents. This is a dispersed and disciplined criminal army, mostly armed and dangerous. This is a war on drugs in which the other side seems to have a clear advantage, not only in numbers, but in other resources and tactical operations, as well with their work embracing in gazillions. For comparison, the estimated size of the entire local and state Mexican police forces is about 500,000. The Mexican army has another 300,000. Those are bad odds against the cartels, so if the numbers could be cut, it would make a difference. He estimates that in Mexico, 686 people were killed each week of 2021, with an additional 137 people reported as missing and yet to be found, and more than 2,500 people were imprisoned each week in the 150 active cartels. Those are also mind-boggling numbers. He believes they have to recruit between 350 and 375 new members per week to stay even. If the manpower numbers were halved, cartel membership, he estimates, would be 155,000 by 2027. If miraculously stopped completely, it would be 110,000 by then. If the cartels were a private sector business, they would be the fifth largest employer in Mexico after other quasi-criminal enterprises like Walmart. I'm only half joking there, but like Walmart, their turnover churn of over 300,000 people per year, 3.3% per week, would be more than 150% per year. Remember that unlike in store-based retail, these guys, and they are mostly men, are not leaving for another job. They're leaving to go to jail or the funeral parlor and its equivalent. Hurting recruitment won't happen with hugs. It would take a lot of jobs and jobs that pay more with less risk. They can probably put a dent in fake ads, but direct coercion would be hard to stop. Reducing the allure from popular culture and songs, TV, and movies that produces volunteer cartel members will also be a climb. And I say that having watched way more than my share of Narcos shows on Netflix and elsewhere. Blunting the labor workforce by competing for the manpower in other ways would be expensive and a huge undertaking. That's for sure. But at least that's a sustainable public investment with deep community and public benefits. What's being done now isn't working. So why not try that? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.